Several Republican senators are sponsoring the legislation to eliminate abortion coverage for state employees participating in the state health benefit plan. The state's Department of Community Health already banned the coverage for state employees last year, but this would put it into law. The legislation would also prohibit abortion coverage for Georgians participating in a health care exchange run by the federal government under the Affordable Care Act. Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle spoke in support of the bill at a lunch sponsored last week by the Faith and Freedom Coalition.
Standing up for the unborn is something that I've had a long tradition of doing, and I think if we can't do that, we're foregoing our responsibility as elected officials.
Georgia Right to Life says a bill is needed to prevent taxpayer money from subsidizing abortions. But even though Republicans hold the majority in the state Senate, Democrats plan to wage a fight. At a recent rally, Democratic Senator Nan Orrock called the bill a war on women.
Bring that bill on the floor of the Senate, and your actions will have consequences.
Right. Yes.
We are a mighty power, a mighty voice. We are in the majority.
Yes.
Roe v. Wade has been the law of the land for how many decades now?
Right.
We will not have our rights trampled upon. And we will not go back to the backroom alley butchers.
2 years ago, 8 Democratic female senators walked out of the Senate in protest of a bill banning abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. Democrats would not say if they plan to stage a similar protest. Planned Parenthood Southeast is also against the bill, saying there's no exceptions for rape, incest, or fetal anomalies. But Planned Parenthood says lawsuits are unlikely because the Affordable Care Act leaves abortion coverage under exchanges up to states. Currently, 24 other states have laws in place that restrict abortion coverage in federal or state health exchanges. The bill makes an exception for pregnant women who face a medical emergency such as death. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.